Well, continuing our conversation with the award winners at the Battle of the Buildings Biggest Loser competition in Grand Rapids, my next guest is David Shaw. David is the regional energy manager for the University of Michigan Medical School and one of the winners in the category of health hospital was the Michigan Kellogg Eye Center. David, welcome to the show and congratulations on winning Battle of the Buildings.
Thank you, Kurt.
Tell us a little bit about the U of M Kellogg Eye Center first.
The Kellogg Eye Center is really two buildings. There's the building that I focus on is the original building there, which was originally mainly labs and clinical labs. It had been converted over the years to clinical labs, offices, and a variety of other spaces. And during that time, some things had not been kept up as far as with the changes. It hadn't kept up with the changes properly, and we found some ways to save some energy there actually through the discovery of a problem and trying to solve a problem first.
Tell us a little bit about the problem and the steps you took to solve the problem.
The problem we had was the entryway that is used by the patients entering the building. The other half of the building is more the patient exam area and surgery area. But the entryway, the main entryway from the parking lot, goes through the original building, and the lobby there was always very cold. There's two people stationed at that door to help patients in and out and find their way through the building. And they were standing in a vestibule where the wind was rushing in all the time. And in the winter, as you can imagine, this was not pleasant at all for them or anyone else in the vicinity. And I was asked to figure out, how do we fix this? What's the problem? We got looking into it, and we found these areas, as I had mentioned before, that had been converted from laboratory space over the years, one room at a time or one part of a floor. And as changes had been made, the labs originally had a certain amount of exhaust that was required to keep them safe. Because if you're working with chemicals or other noxious or toxic stuff, we want to exhaust it right out. Changes have been made at the room level to return that air instead of exhaust it, because it was now an office or a clinical space. But changes had not been made at the fan, at the exhaust fan. So that was still, the exhaust fans for the building were still drawing as much air as they had been designed to years ago, even though the exhaust needs were not what they really needed to be today. Once we discovered that, and there was another exhaust fan that served just fume hoods that was also had gotten out of whack. There's one of the controls on that had failed in the wrong position for us. Right position for the fume hoods and to keep things safe, but the wrong position from an energy standpoint. We fixed those two things, turned down the general exhaust fans as much as they would go, and fixed the one other exhaust fan and saved over 10,000 cubic feet of air per minute, every minute. Those run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we were able to turn down that amount of exhaust air, and 1 cubic foot of air per minute costs us about $1.50 per year. So that added up to over $15,000 of savings just for that original portion of the building.
And in the process, reduced your energy consumption by doing that by about 5%, right?
That's correct, 5%. And we did not have cold air rushing in at the vestibule and kept the patients and the staff who worked there much more comfortable this past winter.
Now, the University of Michigan had another winner in the other category. That was the Medical Sciences Research Building number 3 with an energy reduction of over 20%. Tell us about that facility.
That facility is obviously one of 3 buildings that are all labs. Labs and a few offices, well, offices for the researchers, but it's primarily a lab building. And there's, again, lab spaces with exhaust going all the time through just from the rooms and also from the fume hoods. We also have some animal spaces in there where we care for animals that are used in research. That building was, earlier identified that as our highest energy use building on campus. we'd looked at various ways, and the decision was made to take a two-prong approach on that that building. We hired an outside consulting firm, Fishbeck, Thompson, Carr, and Huber, to come in and do an energy audit and give us all their information, all their ways of how we could save energy in that building. We do that ourselves to some extent, but we said, let's try, you know, we'd had a... suggestions from various quarters to try an outside firm, so we said this is the place to try it. At the same time, we hired two contractors, actually just one contractor, to come in and what we call recommission all the heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems. That's, I think of it as spring cleaning maintenance. It's that maintenance you do occasionally, but not every day, and you go a little deeper in order to bring things back to where they were designed. Because over time, things drift out of calibration or things fail in an open position. Again, it's safe if we fail in the open position where we're exhausting more than we need to and bringing in more than we need to. But it's more than we need to, and it uses more energy. At the same time, we also had another project going, an earlier project we identified to add occupancy sensors to all the offices in the building. That would turn off not just the lights, but turn off the ventilation in those offices when no one was there. When no one's there in an office, we can turn that off. In the labs, we go 24/7 again, but the offices, we can shut that off. Again, outside air is very expensive to bring in and to exhaust out. So we said, let's shut that off. So those three things were going on at the same time. One of the things our recommissioning agent contractor found, and the contractor installing the occupancy sensors found, was that many of the power supply units that worked the controls for the ventilation in the individual rooms had failed. When they fail, the ventilation controls go wide open. So we were, again, supplying and exhausting much more air than we needed. We fixed all those. We said, let's just do it wholesale on all the office ventilation controls. We just went through and replaced them all. They were all working now. So we fixed that up. The contractor working on the main ventilation equipment and temperature control equipment made some improvements and calibrations there and rebalancing the supply and exhaust from the building. Those all added up at the same time. Then one more thing happened. At the other end of that same complex, we had we were replacing the what we call chillers, large equipment that produces chilled water that we use for air conditioning buildings throughout the complex. Medical Science Research Building 3 had not been connected to those chillers. They had their own, which were old, and a different technology that was less efficient. We had another project going on when we finished the replacement of the chillers at the other end of the complex. We also ran a pipe, set of pipes from the other end of the building to MSRB3 and connected that in. So we're not only able to reduce the energy use through the reducing the amount of exhaust air we had and the supply air into Building 3, but we were also able to then tap into a much more efficient air conditioning source from the other end of the complex. All those things combined just in the best way to enable us to save over 20%, and I don't remember the dollar figure, but it was very large.
The University of Michigan had two award-winning facilities at the Battle of the Buildings competition. One was the University of Michigan's Kellogg Eye Center, and the other was the Medical Sciences Research Building Number 3. My guest has been David Shaw. He's a regional energy manager for the University of Michigan Medical School. David, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you very much, Kirk.